With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The FT.
In the early 1980s, I spent the most hateful year of my working life in the foreign exchange dealing room of what was then Morgan Guaranty in London. It was beastly for three reasons. First, it was boring. The currencies went up, and then they came down again, but they seldom did so in a way that anyone seemed able to predict. Secondly, it was stressful, as if you got it wrong, you lost an unconscionable amount of money. Fortunately, I was never trusted to trade myself. Instead, my role was to ring up big companies and try to persuade them to buy and sell currencies with us. But mostly what I did was not very much. I sat there and watched the traders being alternately very idle and very frantic. They were the third reason it was so horrid. Many of them were boorish, mean, sexist, racist barrow boys who operated a feudal system with its own vicious hierarchy. The chap who traded cable, dollar sterling, was king, and the guy who traded the exotics, piddling currencies like the Danish krona, was there to be bullied. Being neither a boy nor having barrows in my recent history, I was too insignificant to be worth more than routine ridiculing of my voice and appearance. At the end of each day of being boorish and unpleasant, they would repair to the pub to be more so. Their drinking sessions fell into three different sorts. Small, about 3 pints, medium, about 6, and monster, which took place at least twice a week and invariably ended in vomit and assorted misdemeanours they had no chance whatsoever of recalling the next day. Last week I was whisked straight back to that time when I read the chat room banter released by authorities in London and Washington. Never mind that in the three intervening decades, there's been the Big Bang, globalisation, the financial crisis, a push for diversity, a preference for political correctness, and a technological revolution. The culture of the FX market appears quite untouched by any of it. I'm not saying that back then the traders were fixing the market too. They may or may not have been. I was treated with such mocking disdain that they never explained what they were up to. My hunch is that they were engaged in far more minor abuses, as indeed I was myself. Part of my job was trying to hoodwink customers who didn't have a Reuters screen into thinking that the exchange rate was marginally less in their favour than it actually was. It was perfectly legal, it just wasn't all that nice. The most reminiscent thing about last week's chatroom messages is the uncivilised mixture of palliness and aggression. Don't want other numpties in market to know, but only that. Is he going to protect us like we protect each other? One of them writes. In other words, Forex is a nasty, cosy club, just as it was then, and anyone who isn't in it is automatically an idiot. The maleness of it all is as extreme as ever. Well done, gents. Nice one, mate. Have that, my son. And big time, mate, the messages say. The language is layered with violence. Arbit for more ammo. One trader gloats over the stitch-up with the words, combo boom. I have no idea what that means, but I bet it wasn't written by a woman. In all, the chatter reads like the gleeful product of a testosterone-fueled jape. One trader writes, just before the 4 p.m. fix, let's go, to which his mate replies, yeah, baby, and then, hopefully, a few more get same way and we can team whack it. The proud-to-be-stupid thing is still there too. The mistakes, the lack of punctuation are being flaunted just as they used to be. The most surprising and innocent survivor in the time warp of the FX market is Cockney rhyming slang. This vanished everywhere else a long time ago. But here are traders still saying, you getting Betty? i.e. Grable rhymes with cable. On the mumble still, we have nout. Get it up to 60-70, then bash the FCK out of it. Only one thing has changed in 30 years, the approach to profanity. These traders swear every bit as much as they always did, but when typing their favourite four-letter word, they give it only three. This raises the fascinating question of culture change in banks. Compliance departments appear to have had a 100% success rate in training traders to drop a U when using company software, lest it somehow damages the bank's reputation. Yet they've entirely failed to train them to refrain from illegal activity or from boasting about it online as they're doing it. Instead, FX traders' worst impulses have been allowed to run unchecked, with the result that they've ended up bashing the FCK out of numpties everywhere. Combo boom just about sums it up.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.